There, now we're all set up. Sandy, come along with your trusty little finger. Welcome to the call, everyone, tonight. And I just was saying that what an amazing day today it was for Qualifiers Day. And I'd like to congratulate all of you for your hard work in February. It has been a busy month. And many of you did step out of your comfort zones to push forward and get your promotions and qualify your businesses. And that is so awesome. You just did whatever it took, and that builds strong leaders, and you are that. You're all very strong. So please, please give yourself a very big pat on the back for that, for doing all that work this month. And, you know, that kind of leads me into the topic tonight of why we do what we do. Why do we step out of our comfort zones and push forwards when sometimes we have rejections or we don't feel like it? And there's hills and valleys in every business. But your why will help you weather your valleys. And, you know, I was the perfect person who really never dug deep into my why. Why did I start this product? Or why did I start this business? Why am I still doing it? I always thought, oh, no, please don't ask me my why because I don't really know what it is. And it's too funny. Now I'm the one that often digs deeper into people's whys, I guess. I guess it just takes one to know one or something, hey? Because that's kind of ironic. But, you know, as we go through this information about how to get to your deeper why, be really honest with yourself and peel off that next layer. You know, sometimes we're surprised at what our real why is. And Sandy, she's actually here with me, and she's going to actually help me show you how to peel off some layers. So we're going to peel off a few of her layers tonight, I think. And for me, I started Juice Plus because my mom bought it for me. I just didn't think I needed it. And I just took it. Why? I don't know. I just knew fruits and vegetables were good for me, and I don't know. I just took it. Well, that's not a very compelling story, really. And everyone knows that fruits and vegetables are good for us. And everybody just kind of goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I kind of call it the tin can version because it's really not reaching any inner emotions or anything like that. And as time progressed, my story and my why changed. You know, I took the product for 7 years. I'm not sure I really knew why it was taken. I was just taking it. I guess a creature of habit or whatever. Then one day I was sitting in a hospital waiting for my mom, and I had this flashback. And it brought back some memories to me. And she had a flatline heart attack a number of years ago, and we spent many hours in the emergency room. And I remember sitting there waiting for doctors, not knowing if maybe that was the day that my mom wouldn't come home with me. And then I realized, this is my why. This is why I'm taking Juice Plus. I really believe that Juice Plus is my safety net. And I want to take care of myself, and I don't want to be like my mom in that bed. And I don't want my kids to have the feelings of having to be with me in emergency. That's a very, very stressful situation. So, you know, we still have health issues with my mom, and I try to ward off those things like dementia and Alzheimer's. We're living that. And so I'm all over trying to do everything I can so that I'm not going to live that life for sure. So then I was thinking about what I was going to talk about on the call tonight, and I thought, well, maybe I should peel off another layer of me. And I'm sure that most of you have always heard me say that I love the way I feel. And then I thought, now why is that important to me? Well, that kind of created a whole new emotional feeling inside of me as well. And I realized I don't want to be like the typical person my age. And I do love the way I feel. And I feel vibrant and I feel healthy and I love living life. I don't want to get to be that frumpy or cranky woman from all the aches and pains or dealing with medical issues. And I don't want to wonder if I can keep up or if I will have the energy. I want to be able to do whatever I want to do when I want to do it. And I see so many people who want to travel, and by the time they retire, they often have too many health issues to travel. And I just don't want that to be me. I want to live life with that vitality and presence all the time. So as we're going through, dig deep. Why did you start Juice Plus? Go beyond, it's good for me, my family doesn't get enough fruits and vegetables.
Think about, why is that important? Get to the real feeling of it, to the emotion. When you get to that point, when you kind of choke up or you have that lump in your throat, you know you've gotten to your real why. So make some notes as he goes through and see if we can get to your deeper why as well. And so we're going to ask Sandy a couple questions too. So Sandy, why, why did you start your juice class?
Okay, it's so funny, too, that you can be a national marketing director and still be playing with your deeper why because it's always changing. And so, okay, so when I started Juice Plus way back when, I really started because of my daughter Daphne and her picky eating and her skin issues. That's, like, the only reason I said yes.
And so why were those important to you?
Well, because, you always want your kids to be healthy, and then I knew that I wasn't totally feeding her as well as I could have been just for convenience and to not do the fighting. And also just she was suffering. And so I was a natural granola. So I didn't really want to go the medical route because I knew that there had to be another way.
So, as you were thinking about it for her, did it ever cross your mind that she was going to live with that for the rest of her life?
Well, yeah, I kind of just thought, well, because I've seen my mom, and she had psoriasis. It developed later in life, but she's had it for a long time. So I just, and her dad had skin issues that he'd always been suffering with, so I kind of thought it was a bit of a life sentence.
And so did that bother you that she might have to go through her teenage life like that, the way society is now and dating and all that with skin issues? Do you think that...
Oh, yeah, I totally, you know... She was kind of like scaly and red and raw, not like pretty pink princess with like angel skin. So I didn't feel good about, like, I just knew what it could have been like when she got older.
Yeah, so it did evoke some of the feelings in you of her, what her feelings would be as she grew up.
Yeah, totally. And I kind of felt like, oh, maybe I failed her. Maybe I wasn't as healthy as I could have been for her and created some of that, I guess. Somewhere in there, I must have thought that.
Yeah, so that's quite interesting that Sandy has, sometimes you have to move past kind of the external thing and get into the feelings of why that would make a difference. And I'm sure as any mom, everyone wants their daughters to be healthy and beautiful and beautiful skin so that they don't have any of those issues that affect them as they grow up. And actually that creates an emotion that Sandy has a really good story about because that actually probably dug another layer for you that people actually can relate to because, of course, skin issues is always something that is external and people have to deal with all the time.
Yeah, like I knew I was grateful that it wasn't something worse, but I also wanted to figure out a way to make it better.
Yeah, for sure. And so, you know, sometimes when people share with me how they have deep anxiety or they don't want to leave their house and then they talk about how they feel so confident now and that they can even speak in front of a room. Does that make your heart melt when you think you can feel their struggle as they're talking about their anxiety and then you can feel how they have overcome that and you feel that more than just listening to the story. And those stories are the ones that really are important because people feel that. And they can feel your passion and your emotion. Or like a young girl that has skin issues and she avoids this dating scene or she stays home because of her acne. And what an awesome feeling for them if they can feel good about themselves. And sometimes it's hard to dig into those stories, but those stories are important because people can actually resonate with that and feel that. So, and, you know, that's kind of the product part. And as you're thinking through that, just think about what your story is about your product, why you started, and why it really, really is important to you. Dig off some of those layers. And so when I started the business, I was a busy mom, and I wasn't really interested in a business at all. But I started to share about Juice Plus because I loved it. And then they started to share, and I ended up, and I really did have a business. And, you know, I really love this business. Did I have a strong why in the beginning? No, I didn't. I just did it organically. That's probably why it took me a few years before I really got to start moving forward. I didn't have a strong enough why for me to get up in the morning to share with people or have a purpose to do that. And if I got rejected, I just, well, I'd back off and I wouldn't share it again for a while. And I wouldn't do that now, of course. So as the years went by, my real why actually started to develop, and I started to hear amazing stories of what a difference it made in people's lives, and that gave me real purpose because I'm a people helper, and so that fueled my passion also. So although if you'd asked me 5 years ago why I did the business, I'm not sure I would have had an answer, or maybe would have said, oh, everyone needs to know about it. Everyone needs fruits and vegetables, and they don't get enough. Does that create an emotion in you when I say that? Probably not likely. Oops, we're in the furnace room. but it does create emotion when I create an emotion when I say, I love what I do. I'm helping people. Young moms stay at home with their kids. People buying cars or helping to pay for mortgages. Those things create real emotions in me.
We're moving out of the room.
So I realized, you know, I love this community. I love being with like-minded people who are positive. And it's a great place for me to be. I really like that. People laugh and they love life. That is really where I want to be. So then my why became even stronger. So when my friend, that probably some of you heard, I had a massive stroke, I realized that there was an importance in Plan B, and I tell that to everyone. Never did I think of a Plan B. Never occurred to me until she had her stroke. And when my husband retired, his paycheck was gone, and so was our medical insurance. I had no idea I was creating Plan B that would become a Plan A. And SGS Plus Business is covering his paycheck and our medical insurance. And so why would I not share that with everyone? And my friends, they didn't have a Plan B. And a year and a half later, it is still very difficult. So my why has become even stronger. Why I share this business with everyone. I know I'm making a difference in people's health and their wealth. And that does choke me up when I think about it. It really does. My husband will say to me some days, he'll say, aren't you ever going to come out of that office? And I'm going, no, I love it. I love what I do with this business. I absolutely love it. And so we're going to dig a little bit into Sandy's story about why she started the business. Why did you sign your application form, Sandy?
I've agreed to be a guinea pig this evening. Yes.
She hasn't. She's doing a good job.
I signed it really just to do the discount, do the family plan. My stepdaughter Ava, she was a dancer, so she needed to be on it. My husband needed to be on it. Everyone needed to be on it. So that's kind of how I started, like, not intending to do anything, just sign the application. I didn't even want to know my virtual office or know how to enter order or anything like that.
So, and now, of course, you've gotten kind of way past paying for your own product now. And so what is it now that keeps you in the business? Why do you do the business now?
I think that I do it because, well, I love it. I love helping people, and I'm a storyteller. I love telling stories. I love meeting people and hearing their stories. And it's like becomes a part of you. I feel like I get to help people more doing this than I did in any other place, in any other way than I did in life, I guess.
And so do you have any other purpose when you were starting out? Did you have... Were you wanting to travel, or did you have any financial things that you were looking at? Or?
Well, like when I really got serious about doing the business, it was to get out of debt, to help get out of debt. It was like, debt, it was feeling quite awful, and it felt like something that was going to be really hard to get out of unless I got won the lottery.
That's, yeah. So, and how did it feel to you? Like, what kinds of feelings did you have around being in debt? Like, what did it feel like for you that made you really want to continue with the business?
Well, like, I guess it just was like you were stuck, kind of like you had handcuffs on. I didn't really feel like we had a lot of choice. Not like it was all doom and gloom. We made the best of it, but still, like, I mean, holding your breath when you go out for dinner because you don't know if you can cover the check, and, you know, having that anxiety at the end of the month because you don't know if you have enough to cover the bills, and just, you know, that is a constant weight, and it's no fun to, you know, say no to your kids all the time when you want to do something or to go on a trip. It's just like we made the most of it and made fun, but still, like, we just had no choice, and it caused a lot of unconscious anxiety. Like, going to the Dollarama with $20 was exciting. Still can be sometimes, but yeah.
So how did you think that this business could make a difference for you?
Well, I don't know. I already had the yoga studio, I've already invested a lot in it, and it wasn't a lot of coming back. And I feel like if I could do X, Y, Z with Juice Plus, I've seen this marketing plan, and I've seen that you could do these steps, and then you could get to these places and these positions. And so that was like, that's doable for me. I can be goal oriented. And with the studio, though it was my passion and I loved it, there was no guarantee if I did like these certain steps that I would get to that place in the marketing plan of small businesses. It was like I could pour all this money into it and still not have a guarantee of income back.
Right. So how does that feel now that you are doing well in the business and things are moving forward to you? How does that feel now for you?
Oh, it's amazing because the studio is gifted to a couple that took it to the next level, and it's just become amazing, and I could never have done that. And for me, it's like, it just is such a peace of mind to, like, this is my job. One of my girls down in Warrensville, Chantelle, is like, do you just get to do, like, Juice Plus all the time? Oh, my goodness, that's your, like, job? That's so awesome. And I'm like, it really is. Like, never feels like work. And I'm always excited to get up and excited to think of the next person I want to help. And so, yeah, it's changed my world in a lot of ways because I'm not focusing on financial. And not only that, I'm like, you know, like, people don't even realize how incredible they are, and I never would have thought that this, like, business or anything to do with business could help people see how amazing they are, but that's, like, one of my most favorite things is just showing people that they can be great. They're like, they don't have to be stuck. I didn't have to be stuck. I had choices, and I didn't really see that. I couldn't see that, and I couldn't see how that I could do anything about it, or that I had worth to change that, I guess.
So as you were thinking about other people, do you feel that was a bit of a mirror for you?
How do you mean? Like?
So does feeling really, is that really important to you? How does that feel?
Oh, okay. That's funny. That's funny, Barb. I never thought of it like that. Okay, yeah, for sure. So, okay, say that again. So my own thinking, helping people see how amazing they are, I guess maybe I didn't realize how amazing I was. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And you are amazing, actually. You are amazing.
Yeah, I guess when you grow up as, you know, someone with not a lot of self-esteem and, you know, weight issues and different kinds of self-worth issues, yeah, I guess you don't really know. So that's probably my bigger why, because I'm so excited to do that for people. I realize that part of it is healing myself and my own self-worth. That's a good one.
Oh, I think we got a little further into Sandy's why.
Like, I seriously never looked at it that way. But that's a new perspective. So thanks.
And you're very worthy. And you have a lot of purpose in your life, and you have to give a lot of value and service to people.
Yeah, that's really the biggest thing, is I just always wanted to be of value and of service to people. And I would I could serve in a way through yoga and karma yoga, but not really in the way where I could be, you know, supporting my family on that. So that's, yeah, it's totally my own self-worth, showing people their own self-worth and being of value and of service, for sure. That's my deeper why.
That's awesome, Sandy. That's awesome.
Yeah, I actually was sitting with one of my good friends, Drew, and we were talking, and she was asking my deeper why, and I kind of like gave the, you know, in debt and da-da. She goes, I don't really think that's your deeper why, because I just don't. And I'm like, yeah, I guess it's not. And I really have been kind of like swimming in trying to figure it out. So yeah, see, we all have something to learn. I think I learned something tonight. So
That's awesome, Sandy. So we have so many reasons why we have deeper things that we keep inside, and we often bury them because we just don't feel they're important. And those are the ones that you really need to dig out. Those are the ones that are probably your real why. And I just want to touch on a couple things. If you feel like you're stuck in your business or not moving where you want it to be, it's probably one of three things, and your why plays a big role in that. And so one is the belief in the product. So there are so many avenues out there to build your belief in that product. There's flipograms. There's all kinds of places on our websites or Team JP on that, and you can read and read and listen to all kinds of things about the product. Just to build that confidence and the passion about the product. I have absolute passion about this product. Or number two is the belief in the company. And you know what? This company is amazing. They have our backs all the time, and they take care of us, and they want us to succeed. And coming to the events is one of the best ways to ever build your confidence and your belief in the company. And we have so many events, and so they're so important to come to. And Dr. Valerie Miles, she'll be in Edmonton on Wednesday, Calgary on Thursday, Banff on Friday night, and of course we have Beavertail. But bring them out to a doctor. Your people will walk away as customers, and you will walk away with a lot of belief in the company and in the products. And Sacramento conference is coming up April 16th, 17th, and 18th. And if you want to really know this company, that's where you need to be. They are amazing. They will change your life. The first one I went to, I could not believe it. I walked away and I went, I think I'm a changed person from going to that. And it's a good, positive change. And the third one is belief in yourself. And you know, you really have to make yourself bulletproof. When someone says something to you, you have to have that belief in the product and the company and believe in yourself to actually be bulletproof, so that if they need to be someone you go, oh, next, that's what it needs to be, and you move on. Because if you let that rejection, it's not, it's their deal, it's not yours. So you really have to have belief in you and read the books. Listen to the video things, because you are enough and you are really important and you are worthy. Especially Sandy, you are very worthy. So absolutely. And then dig into your why, and it will help you get that strong belief in place. So I think that's the end of our call. Thank you, Sandy, for letting us dig a little deeper. I guess we've been together a lot, but we haven't done any of that really digging deep for you as well. So. And thank you, everyone, for being on the call. Sometimes it's really emotional and it's difficult to get to our real why, but and it takes some soul searching. But when you do, you'll know it. You'll have a whole different feeling in your heart. And people will hear your heart. There's nothing phony about sharing your heart when it's true. So I hope this has been helpful to you tonight. And if you think you want to explore your story more, and if you want my help, I'm more than willing to give a hand. So feel free to text me, and we can set up a time to chat or whatever. And I'll give you my cell phone number, 780-385-0909. And absolutely, I'm more than happy to help you dig a little deeper.
And I recommend taking her up on it. She is like the one that can dig the whys. If anyone's struggling with what where their why is at, I always send them to Barb because I know I call her like the bird dog of whys. And she really can hammer it. And I can't tell you how many people I've, you know, been at conference with her or at different places, and they come up to her and be like, thank you so much for helping me find my deeper why. I didn't know it before, and think it changed things. So I really recommend you taking her up on that offer.
Oh, thanks, Sandy. So I'm going to stop the recording now, and then if anybody wants to give a chat, that's good. Well, Sandy's going to do it.